This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, July 28th. Well, another new ship in service. Carnival Corporation's luxury brand Seabourn had its first expedition ship set sail with guests on Wednesday, embarking on a 12-night inaugural voyage. The sailing departed Tromsø, Norway, and headed for the Arctic. During the ship's inaugural season, it'll operate 12 to 15-day cruises that visit the Arctic, Greenland, Iceland, and other northern destinations. This fall, the ship will head to South America and Antarctica. Seabourn Venture features 132 oceanfront suites and includes an expedition lounge, kayaks, zodiacs, and two custom submarines. And Norwegian Cruise Line may have found a way to circumvent the cruise ban, which prevents large ships from docking in Venice. While ships visiting the region have been busing passengers from the industrial port of Magera, Norwegian Jim recently took another approach. The ship anchored just outside of the Venice Canal and used tenders to transport approximately 1,500 guests to St. Mark's Square. Although the move was approved by the Venice Port Authority, it was not cleared by other local authorities who expressed displeasure with the, quote, hit-and-run tourism. It's unclear if this was a one-off test or a new procedure that Norwegian will be doing when visiting Venice. Last July, Venice banned cruise ships over 40,000 tons and 590 feet long from docking, declaring the city's lagoon a national monument. And the cruise industry is rebounding in a big way, according to a recent survey by CruiseLine.com. Results showed that 69% of respondents have been on seven or more cruises, and an impressive 91% are planning to sail next year. As far as which lines they're planning to cruise with, Carnival and Royal Caribbean were by far the top two choices, getting over 70% combined. Norwegian came in third place with 21%. The number one reason people aren't cruising right now, they are waiting for the vaccination mandates to be lifted, followed by those who just aren't comfortable cruising. And the third reason is because of financial restrictions. You can catch this whole survey at cruiseline.com. And Cruise Line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 0.5%, 8.85. Royal Caribbean up 2%, 34.91. And Norwegian was flat, 11.50. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Princess Cruises' Regal Princess at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Thursday.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.